Hey, Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. How often do you find yourself unable to stick to your budget, all because you can't get yourself to fill out a simple ledger, or better said, track your spending? In today's episode, you are going to get a look at the system that I use not only to keep track of my own spending, but that I coach on and you could have as well when you book a financial strategy session with me. We are going to dive into what it looks like to track your finances so that you can start sticking to your budget today. Just imagine being able to shed the fear of overspending, because that is what this system will do for you. So go grab your cup of coffee or your hot chocolate, or I like to drink tea, and let's dive into today's episode so that you can start keeping track of your finances with simplicity and ease. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Now, before we dive too deep into today's episode, I want to invite you to grab a financial strategy session. Every system that we are going to be talking about today is something that I can help you create and set up so that you're saving time, money, and sticking to your budget, giving you back your time, your peace of mind, and so much more. These systems are a game changer and will transform the way that you do budgeting forever. So if you want to kick those old habits to the curb and replace them with new habits that will bring you life, allowing you to finally be able to stick to your budget and finding that you're able to focus on your family instead of stressing over your finances, then go grab yourself a financial strategy session right now at calendly.com/Molly Bonnell. Again, that is calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And let's get your budget whipped into shape for this new year. I remember when I first came up with my rule that kept me safe from overspending on things that I want instead of the things that I need, which I have an episode on this rule, which I will put in the show notes. However, this rule is when your income first comes in, you buy what's most important. You buy them first, and then the things that you want come afterwards. So whatever's left over is what you can spend on the things that you want. And I would usually go bills, then groceries, then gas, and then I would finally be able to go out to eat, because that was usually our vice. We'd end up spending too much on going out to eat, which sadly at the time, because of the income that we brought in, that was only like two times every 2 weeks. That was once a week, essentially. And it was such a struggle being able to, like, mentally sticking to that, because every time we went to town, we would want to eat, because it's so much easier to eat in town than it is to pack a lunch and take it with you to town, which is something that, you know, you got used to doing every single time that you were getting groceries or, you know, whatever it is, because I don't live in town. So getting groceries usually consists of eating out in the process, because it takes all day, mostly because when you live out of town, you go to town to get everything that you need. It's not just I'm only going to get groceries. It's I'm going to get groceries and run all these errands and do everything else. So it usually takes all day. Well, when you're used to packing lunch for work, then, you know, going out to eat is a little bit of a treat, because it's fun, it's nice to do, and you don't have to worry about lugging all this extra stuff around, and you got enough room in your car for getting your groceries. But It wasn't feasible at the time because we didn't have the finances to support eating out more than once every 2 weeks. And so when we weren't sticking to the budget, it made it so hard not being able to get the groceries that we needed, or maybe we were not able to buy gas or something else that we needed. And so it made it a struggle not being able to do that. Or, you know, sometimes we did have the income to do it, but then our financial goals that we set and wanted to achieve were just non-existent because we didn't have the extra income to be able to pay for that since we decided to use it on eating out. And so that is why I created that rule. That rule was made out of fear, though. Now I still use that rule, but I don't have that fear driving it. I don't have the fear of not being able to pay my bills. I don't have the fear of not being able to get gas. And it's not because that we have more income. Yes, we have more income right now than we did at the time. However, that is not what made this fear go away. What made this fear go away was the system that we put in place that kept us from having the ability to overspend on our bills income, on our gas income. Now, we could overspend on our grocery income because our grocery income is all food income. So that also means that we eat out on whatever's left over from our groceries. So if we decide to eat out first instead of getting our groceries first, then yeah, that can become a little bit of that struggle. But that is where I still use that rule where we get our groceries first and whatever's left over is what we spend on eating out, which I will get into that further on in the episode, but I just really want you to realize that that is the way I used to live. I used to live in that fear. I made that rule up because of the fear that I wasn't going to be able to buy the rest of the things that we needed. And so now, like I said, we still use that rule, but I don't have to worry about the fear of not being able to buy the important things, the necessities that we need. Let's dive in to what this tracking system is that I use, which it's a little bit of a mixture of the tracking system and a little bit of a mixture of what my budget is, which I'm not sure if I've talked about much, but this is really going to help you be able to stick to your budget and track at least your spending in the moment without having to be scared of overspending. So in order for me to stay on budget, I don't really have to track anything. The things that I have to track are my savings accounts because they hold multiple goals in them. The rest, they have their own checking accounts. My categories do. So all I have to do is simply look at the amount in those accounts to know if I have money, just like you would if you had a cash envelope system. The amount in the envelope or checking account is all that you have, which leads me to my next point. My budgeting system and the system that I teach you is an online cash envelope system, meaning you have more than one account to accommodate for the things that you need. For instance, I have a gas account. We tried putting our gas into our personal spending accounts, but we found that it just didn't work because keeping track tended to just fall on the short side of things. It didn't work out very well. So now gas, it has its own account. We have a bills account, which I have more on that on a previous episode. We have a food account, which accommodates for all food. Like I said, it accommodates the groceries and whatever's left over is what we get to eat out on. And we don't have to worry about that amount taking away from our bills or from our gas or from our actual, well, sometimes it can like take over our actual grocery account. But then we just have one less day to worry about for actual food, right? So you just really have to look at what it is that you want, what your financial goals are, what needs do you need different accounts for so that you can set it up to where you don't have to worry about if you overspend. We have our own personal spending accounts so that we can go and spend whatever we want on. I will say that previously, before my husband got this new job, we didn't really have spending accounts for our own money. I I just used whatever spending money I had for the family because I enjoyed that more and I didn't worry about things that I needed. And we just, you know, went as we needed, as things came up. We're like, okay, well, instead of going out to eat this time, we're going to take care of our needs kind of thing. So we just kind of took what was more important at the time. But now we do have enough extra or disposable income that we can have our own personal spending accounts and be able to accommodate for the things that we want without having to worry about that, which, you know, those are just things that you have to look at. When you are setting up your budget, you have to look at how much money is coming in, how much money is going towards bills, how much of those bills do you actually need? Are they wants? Are they needs? And that's what sitting down and doing an audit is so good for, because then you can decide if you want to keep that stuff. And then maybe you do have some disposable income that you can have your, you know, personal spending and go and do whatever you want with it. But that is why I have the system. I have the cash envelope system so that I don't have to worry about how much is in my account. I don't have to worry about the budget. How we split up our income into these different accounts, we only have to worry about tracking our savings accounts with the money coming in and out in order to stick to our budget. We don't have to worry about overspending. We don't have to worry about taking too much and not being able to buy our groceries. Everything is automatically separated when our income hits the holding account, which is what I call the account that our money comes into, because sometimes we separate it all out. Sometimes my husband has harder weeks that aren't as plentiful. And so I keep that money in there so that the next one that comes in when we know it's going to be lower because maybe we took a holiday or maybe we took days off, we are able to still pay our bills by keeping it in the holding account. And so by having that system in place, we know how much money is going into each account. We know how much extra money we have, and we can throw extra money in there if we need to. If we need to look at things, we know whether or not we're doing okay, essentially. And so having this system just helps keep us accountable. It helps us to know where our money's going without having to be so nitty-gritty into it that we are tracking every single thing. Now, when it comes to auditing, I have a totally different system. But to just make sure that you're sticking to your budget, this works. This system is hands-off, it's very simple, and it's much different, or it's not much different than what we already are doing. Most of us, we just look at our account and decide whether or not we have enough money to make a purchase when it comes to a want. And we don't have our budget sitting right there in front of us. So we're just like, oh yes, there's enough money in that account, I can buy it. But since we don't have our budget sitting in front of us, easily accessible when it comes to making those purchases, we don't think about whether or not we have enough income left over after we make that so-called desired purchase to be able to pay for everything that is a necessity, like our bills, like our groceries, like our gas, like our housing, that kind of stuff, the four pillars that are super necessity in order to live. Those are the things that we need to worry about. And that is why I created that budget where we spend the most important things, we spend the money on those things first. But with this system, we don't have to worry about that. We can just put our money into the holding account, automatically have it put into the other accounts that it needs to go into, and then just look at our account on the app and see if we have the money for it without having to stress if we are going to overspend, without having to have our budget sitting right there in front of us. And so it just takes away the stress of not knowing. It puts it right there in front of us, lets you see how much you have. If you need to transfer, you have to decide whether it's actually important enough to not be able to do whatever it is that you're taking that money out of. Like if you're taking it out of the gas account, Is it worth buying whatever it is to not be able to buy gas to go to work? Is it worth taking money out of the bills account to not be able to pay that bill? So it really helps put the emotion back into your spending choices and decide whether or not you are doing what should be done for your family. And it just makes the actual tracking of it in order to stick to your budget so much simpler because you don't really have to do a whole lot. It does it for you. Now, when it comes to the auditing process, yes, there is more hands-on, more writing things down, and doing it as you go does make it simpler. But just in order to stick to your budget, this is amazing. And yes, this is a step that I suggest you take first before you dive too deep into the auditing, because it's so hard for us to be able to go, oh, I need to track my money. I need to write it down. I need to fill out this ledger. That can be a struggle. Now, yes, when it comes to the savings accounts that I have, I do have a ledger that I fill out how much comes in and how much goes out of each category in each account, which is a little bit more hands-on than if I were to do the whole thing and then have to go through and highlight which category goes to which. And this keeps it separate already. It keeps it front of mind. It allows you to know how much money is coming in. This is why I was able to stay under budget with the Christmas budget. All I did was transfer the amount from that savings account to the checking account that I have attached to that savings account. So essentially, I have what's called a sinking funds account and then a sinking funds account. One is a checking account, one is a savings account. I keep the money in the savings account because then I can accrue interest on that money, but when I need to spend it, I have to transfer it to my savings account, right? And you can only transfer so many times with the savings account, which keeps me accountable to not put too much in there, but to not put too little in there at the same time. But it also just really helps me to know how much money I have, how much I can spend, how much I can't spend, and just really see what is there to help keep me on budget, because that is what the goal is right now. The goal is to get you to be able to stick to your budget, to stay on budget, to actually be able to follow your budget. Because sometimes when you see something in front of you and you actually have things split up, it's so much easier to actually continue to do what you said you were going to do in your budget. Before, when I had the system of just the rules, I could so easily not stick to my budget. I could so easily go, well, I know this extra money I wanted to put towards this goal, but instead I'm just going to spend it all on going out to eat because that is what we want to do right now. I gave in to my right now wants instead of my wants for the long term. And so that instant gratification won over so much in that old system. But with this new system, living in delayed gratification is so much easier because it's not just me having to be, oh, I have to stick to this budget in order to get that. It's everything's automatically done. Like, I set this budget, I put it in place, it's working for me. I'm not having to sit down and think, it's just doing it. When you aren't thinking about that kind of stuff, it makes being able to save so much easier. And that is why I really love this system. I know I kind of went off on a little bit of a different tangent when it comes to tracking my finances, but they go hand in hand. This system and being able to stick to your budget by this simple tracking system is so, it's a big game changer. That's what it is. It changes everything so much that you are able to stick to your budget like you never thought you would be able to before. So I really hope that you got a lot from today's episode. I hope that there was something specific that stuck out to you that really caught your attention, and maybe you'd like to start implementing it right now. So if you're ready for this, then head on over to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and grab your financial strategy session right now so that you can start sticking to your budget right now. You can start implementing the simple following of your budget system that I have that allows you to stick to your budget without a whole lot of thinking. It's a one and done kind of thing, and you don't have to do a whole lot of hands-on stuff afterwards. So if this sounds like what you want, if this sounds like something that you're excited for, to get your budget whipped into shape so that you can go into the new year being able to smash those financial goals that you want, then go over to Calendly.com, that's Calendly, and take 5 minutes to pick a date that works for you, to answer a few quick questions, and to make your payment quick and easy and painless so that you can get your budget whipped into shape for the new year and stick to those budgets, achieve your financial goals, and do everything that you've always wanted to do with a simple system that allows you to stick to your budget without having to overthink. So if that sounds like you, go to calendly.com/MollyBunnell, that's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, Enell, and take 5 minutes to book your call today. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.